Rick, let's begin today with the latest report from the International Monetary Fund for Economic Growth in 2014.
The IMF does quarterly updates to their economic outlook and forecast for the global economy and for nations within the global economy. It's down somewhat. They're now looking at world GDP growth of 3.4% for the remainder of 2014. Their April forecast had been 3.6%. So it's a slight slowdown, and we're seeing that in a couple of different countries. And even though interest rates are low and some countries are doing well, still the overall picture is down a bit.
And if we look specifically, of course, China is still by far leading the way. The UK, it's looking up compared to the April projection, and the US comes in at third on the list in terms of economic growth.
Well, it's funny to think that 7.4% annualized growth in GDP is weak, but that actually is a downward revision for China. And so they do lead the pack, as you say. And what we're seeing is expectations for lower growth, particularly in Russia. Also, the U.S., we've had a somewhat weak first half. We had that dismal first quarter, the negative 2.9% GDP growth. And it's hard to bounce back from that, even though we're getting better growth and performance in the second half of the year. So, yes, the U.S. is still outperforming our European neighbors, most of them, but we're not at the level which would be consistent with lots of new jobs. And if you don't have a lot of job growth, then it's hard to get the personal income growth that would really lead to a self-sustaining and strong recovery. So overall, the IMF report is a little bit disappointing because world growth just hasn't quite caught fire the way that we would like it to.
And of course, we do want to mention briefly, looking at Russia, there wasn't a great expectation for growth back in April even, but it's even worse now. And of course, there are tensions there that attribute to that.
Military tensions certainly contributed, the IMF said, to the downgrade in the economic outlook. And you're right, Russia was previously projected to grow only a little bit more than 1%, but now that's down to almost zero, almost no growth, 0.2% for 2014. They certainly face severe demographic challenges in Russia. The birth rate, the replacement rate, as economists like to call it, is not high enough to generate growth. And contrast that to the U.S., where if we expect 3% growth, probably one-third of that is from population growth, and then the other two-thirds is from growth in worker productivity. So Russia is particularly in a bind with low population growth.
All right, Rick, let's move on now to talk about the latest jobs report for Florida and, of course, for each county in the state.
That comes out on the third Friday of the month. We get the national report on the first Friday of the month. And we've now got updated figures, and looking at our local counties, June to June, it's actually been a bright picture. Okaloosa hit a milestone. They are now over 100,000 jobs in the local area unemployment statistics. That's because relative to June of 2013, they gained about 2,900 jobs. Looking closer to WUWF at Escambia and Santa Rosa, Escambia gained 2,200 jobs, and Santa Rosa about 1,200. So all in all, in the three-county area, you're looking at job growth year over year, 6,300 jobs. So that's impressive. The state of Florida is also recovering, and even recovering a bit faster than our local economy. But still, that's good job growth.
And now what about unemployment?
Unemployment is dropping, but it's not dropping as fast as the growth that we're getting in jobs. And that's actually a good news story because people who had been on the sidelines sitting it out in the labor market are now active participants. Once again, they are reporting that they are actively looking for jobs. And so even though we've had 6,300 job growth in the Northwest Florida economy, we've only seen a slight downward tick in the unemployment rate, but it's for the right reasons, because there's more people participating in the labor force because they see that the opportunity is there, which could lead to employment. So yes, both sides of the picture are good, and it's interesting to see that across Florida, a lot of the growth in job numbers is associated with real estate, which of course is traditionally a big driver of job growth in the economic recovery cycle. We're seeing jobs growing in furniture, home appliances, building stores, insurance. Those are all growing sectors, offset by shrinkage. We're still seeing some shrinkage in the banking sector, for example.
All right. We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.